This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996, and we proudly bring you the 2nd of March 2024 edition of SatMag from here in Melbourne. Paul's on panel, I'm Macca, my co-host, and interview partner or conspirator is WA Liberal Senator Dean Smith. Now, we did try to get various numbers of Green senators, but unfortunately no appearance, Your Worship. James is on the phones and doing reception. Special thanks to our executive producer, Fiona Brooke. What a legend. And our podcaster, James. So good morning, Paul and Dean. Let's get this show on the road.
Good morning to you, Macca.
How are you?
Very well, very well. Fresh from another week of Parliament.
Yes. How's it been? It's been an interesting week up there.
It has been a tough week. Of course, we had the sad news yesterday of the passing of another senator.
Yes.
That was met with a lot of shock and great sadness in the Parliament. And, of course, we extend our condolences to Senator Linda White's family and all those who knew her, and, of course, to the Labor Party in Victoria.
Yes, and there have been... a number of senators and members that have passed in the last few years, and it's always important to remember the jobs. You know, you stand for election, you get elected. Long hours.
Long travel for some of us.
Long travel, particularly for Western Australia and Northern Territory and far north Queensland or Tasmania.
Yep,
because the air routes are not that well served,
sometimes not particularly reliable if they are served.
Yep. So, and it means you've actually got to not just live in another city thousands of kilometres away, but in another city that's 3 hours time difference in some times of the year.
And even after all the years that I've been doing this, the thing that strikes me the most is people think, oh wow, you're back in Perth, you're back in Western Australia, you're not doing your job anymore because the Parliament's not sitting. Then I have to explain to people, well, actually, the Parliament sits for about 20 weeks out of 52 a year, so that requires me and others to be in Canberra. And then for the remaining weeks, back in Perth, travelling across the state, doing various community and electorate activities, as well as for us in the Senate, very, very heavy committee responsibilities.
Committees, yeah.
It's a slog. It's not for the faint-hearted. That's true.
Nemesis, did you watch? you were in it. You were in it. Did you watch it?
I haven't yet watched the final episode, but I will get to it. I did watch it out of curiosity. I was curious to see what everyone else had to say.
Where were you filmed?
I was filmed in Campbell, which is a suburb on the other side of the lake, in an apartment.
So
I was very curious to see, oh, that person got a fancy hotel. Oh, that person got...
Yeah.
That's right.
I thought I was at Dean's kitchen,
No, it was definitely not my... It was definitely not my home. No,
and, because that sort of stuff, interests me. But, yeah, lots of...
I do like to watch these things to see what people have on their bookshelves.
Yes.
But I saw none of that.
Yes. Can I ask, because you did appear, what possesses politicians current, serving and retired to go on there and, my words, tell the truth?
Well, that is an interesting question. And it's
It is.
It's very, but it's not all that common. It's not all that uncommon, I'm afraid to say, Meg. Everyone says, why would you do that? Why would you go on a show like that? Well, I think it's important that the historical record be set.
Yeah.
It is easier for some people to say some things post-event, particularly after election losses. The ABC does historical documentaries of this nature for all periods of government, and I just think it is important that people get an opportunity to put their particular perspective over a whole series of of events. I don't think there's anything that I said that would have come as a surprise to people.
No.
And
no.
Certainly for myself, the episodes I have seen, and I'm interested in people's perspectives, but having sort of lived through a lot of that, not as close to events as others, it was sort of a more of a historical newsreel for me than it was a particularly insightful or a piece of television that contained lots of revelations. But I'm always curious to ask people what they saw, what did they find intriguing, what surprised them. So, Macca, that's my question to you. What surprised you, or did nothing surprise you?
Well, nothing surprised me. Let me be generous here.
Macca, just while you think of something to say there that's politically correct, if anyone's listening, they can also come and tell us what they thought of Nemesis.
Because I'm genuinely interested and curious, yeah.
Jump on the number and drop us a text.
Yeah, 0427 569 949, or onair@joy.org.au. It's the inconsistencies in positions or public comments that some of these people have made before and then what they said there. I'm not surprised by it. I am a bit of a student of body language. So I watched, people who are not actually all that open but practice body language that makes them appear open. Mm. Perhaps some of your colleagues on the Nationals, they're very good at that. I did see that who was the most surprising? I think Scott Morrison, my opinion of Scott did not change, and that I still believe Scott is about as authentic as a $3 note, and nothing he said on that changed my mind. Nothing.
But the real value in this, I think, is the historical record. Of course, the books will be written. People will sort of have further revelations. Importantly, we'll get to see some of that primary source material. Here's the cabinet paper. Here's the secret email, etc., etc. But as we've mentioned before, Macca, I think what is interesting here is why was the period 2007 to 2022 in our national politics beset with so much emphasis on the internal machinations and leadership issues of the two parties of government.
Well, perhaps it's because good public policy on both sides of the aisle is a lot more difficult than having an internal shit fight.
Well, another question for you is:
Wrong?
Is our national political discourse aided or impeded by these sorts of programs and these sorts of revelations? I think it's healthy that people get a better glimpse into how our politics works.
I think it adds a lot of understanding for people. I'm not sure it adds value because it plays to the narrative that a lot of the time politicians are being disingenuous. Mm. So, I think people, when people watch it, there are people who understand what politics is about and find this really fascinating. There are those who are just sort of casual observers at best, and they watch it and they go, but didn't person X 4 years ago say this, and they're now saying this? We might ask our next guest, which is on the line, Senator Janet Rice. We're going to have a quick chat with Janet. I wonder, ABC, perhaps they should do one of these on the Greens.
I'm sure that is coming up. I'm sure that is coming up. Next time it's in a distance, I might just ask the managing director there. Yeah. What do we call it?
And just before we do that, Macca, you asked the question, Dean, about what did people think of Nemesis. Mel sent a message in there, Macca. You can see that one?
Yes, I watched Nemesis and the lewd language shocked me. I'm shocked at the brutality and ruthlessness of their actions and ego interspersed with hypocrisy. Malcolm Turnbull surprised me. He seemed the most reasonable to be despite his own flaws. Well, it depends if it's good Malcolm or bad Malcolm.
We
won't read that one. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and my special guest, WA Liberal Senator Dean Smith. In just a moment, we'll be speaking with retiring Green Senator Janet Rice.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.